howdy, friend. It's your old neighbor, Jelly Elliott, and the three knotheads. Yeah, sure, we want you to come right on down the trail here and join us under the old pine tree. We're going to be with you here for about 14 and a half minutes. Just rooting and tooting and carrying on, showing our ignorance, doing a little picking and singing here. A few old corny tunes, some good and some ain't so good and some worse than that. But just stick around there, friends. Just come right on down the trail. Well, all right. Yes, sir. Here we go again, friends, for another spasm. Brought to you with the best wishes and compliments made possible by the State Forestry Service and Uncle Sam's Forestry Service. Yeah. We're going to do our best to, we're going to endeavor. What does endeavor mean? I done forgot. But I looked that up last week, and now I done forgot again. But anyhow, that's what we're going to do. We're going to sing. We're going to start things off here featuring Robert, our fiddle player. He got a new string on his fiddle, and he's going to just wear all the bug fuzz off of it right now with a tune called Old Joe Clark. Thank you, Robert. Thank you there, buddy. That's pretty good fiddling. You know what? That's almost as good as I could do. I think I ought to play the fiddle some, huh? Yeah, y'all ought to let me play the fiddle. Dad, burn it. I bet I get a lot of requests. Friends, if y'all would like to have me play the fiddle one time, well, write to me. Just write me a penny postcard or letter. By George, I don't give a cat hair what these boys say. I'll play it anyhow. I bet I do, Slim. Slim said I won't get no requests. Friends, we'd like to hear from you. Penny postcard or letter will do it. Just sit down and write us. Jelly Elliott and the Three Knotheads in care of the station that you're now listening to. Just send it to the station that you've got tuned in there, and we'll get it. We'd like to have it, too. You know, friend, I want to talk to you here just a mite, dab and half, two dabs, about water. Water. Now, you might wonder what in the world has water got to do with woods? Woods. Well, it's got a lot to do with it. Woods has got a lot to do with the water, too. I bought a camp one time and wasn't no trees, nowhere around. And I dug and dug and dug. I think we put down about 7 wells and never did get no water. And finally just give up the idea and quit. We put up a system. Had to get water. And now, since I got back up here in the woods where I belong, well, one of them forestry boys was out there the other day, and we got to talking about digging wells, and I told him about that terrible experience I'd had with digging a well, couldn't get no water, and he told me, he said, "Why, Jelly, that's the simplest thing you ever heard of." He said, "I'll tell you why you didn't get any water." And I said, "Why?" He said, "Somebody's cut off the water table leg." I've never heard tell of a water having a table or much less a leg. I didn't know what he was talking about, but he knew. He told me it was just as plain as anything. I could see it after he told me. He said that the timber's all cut off, the pasture's overgrazed, the range is all burned off, and that lowers the water table. The water table, that's what he called it, the water level, I reckon is what he meant. That's what I took it to be anyhow. It makes the rain run off too fast, and the ground can't soak it up like it used to. There's not enough roots and cover and foliage down there and leaves and all that sort of stuff to hold the water there. It runs off. It gets away before it goes in the ground. I know it. I've seen it happen since he mentioned it to me. I've seen it happen. One time up in the hills in the piney woods there, they had the prettiest pine trees in there and had a spring down there and had it all curved in, and boy, that was the coolest, best water you ever seen. And they come in there and just cut every sapling in there. Cut all the trees down, and that burning the spring didn't go dry. Yeah, and I wondered why. And now I know, since that forester boy told me. The water run off them hills, them old poor hills, water run off fast, didn't have time soaking the ground. There wasn't no water. Friends, when you keep down far and keep the fire out of the timber and keep it growing, you get a blanket on the ground. You see, leaves and all that, you know, a leaf mold, a lot of people call it. Well, that holds the water. It's just like pouring water on a table. You can take a table and tilt it up to a slope and you pour water on it. And what does it do? It runs right off. Ain't no water left on the table. But you can spread a blanket on there, a wool blanket. Just spread the blanket on the table and pour a bucket of water on the blanket. What does it do? It'll take it a week to dry off of that tabletop. Same thing with the ground. That's the reason why you can't get no well of water. Now, the only way to stop that is just stop the forest fires. Yeah, don't burn off all the grass and the foliage and cut down all the trees and everything. Let's play another tune. What do you say I'll sing a song? I'll sing one about water. Y'all furred or guinea? Okay, that makes it unanimous, Slim. Me and you are furred. Here we go. I'm going to sing Deep Water. Starting to care for you. You're getting me in deep water. Be careful what you do. You want a romance, but I'm seeking love. I know I'll regret it when it ends. I'm drifting into deep. Why can't we just be friends? There we are, drifting into deep water, but there'll be no deep water if we haven't got any woods, no leaves on the ground, no grass, no nothing. That's just funny, but it's just plain, it's easy to understand. You take a farmer, a hill farmer, that farms in the hills. You never see him plows rolls up and down the hill, because if he did, what'd happen? Wash off all of his land. It'd all wash off and go out in the ocean. Wouldn't do nobody no good. What does he do? He plows his rows around the hill. That's to keep it from washing off. Well, that's the trees and the shrubbery and undergrowth and all that sort of stuff, roots and things, they act as the same purpose with water. With water, they keep it on the ground. I believe that it's been figured out where in the woods 90% of the water soaks in the ground, 10% runs off, and where it's cut over clean, no roots, no grass, no nothing, well, 90% of the water runs off and 10% soaks in the ground, or vice versa, or something like that. That's figures on it. That's straight figures. That's it. So that's plain. I hope that's understandable. It is. That's the way it is, though. I know all of you know that already. You just haven't stopped to think about it. So stop and think about it, friends. Be careful with your fires, and don't let them get out and burn up all the timber there. I'm telling you, lumber sky high right now. And you know what the reason for that is? Scarcity. There's no lumber. Scarcity of anything runs the demand up. Let's sing another song. Who's going to sing? Slim, you going to... Watts is fixing to yodel, friends, and when he yodels, he yodels. I'm telling you, this is going to be pitiful, friend. Yeah, Slim's going to yodel a little bit. He's going to do one of Hank Williams' tunes. It made Hank Williams a steak. And maybe Slim can make a hamburger out of it. Here we go, and it's a love sick blues.
I got a feeling called the blues. Oh, Lord, since my baby said goodbye. Lord, I don't know what I'll do. All I do is sit and sigh. Oh, Lord, that last long day she said goodbye. She'll do you. She's got the kind of loving. Lord, I love to hear her when she calls me sweet daddy. Such a beautiful dream. I hate to think it all over. I've lost my heart, it seems. I've grown so used to you somehow. But I'm nobody's sugar daddy now. I'm lonesome. I've got the lovesick blues. Well, I'm in love with a beautiful gal. That's what's the matter with me. Well, I'm in love with a beautiful gal. But she don't care about me. Lord, I've tried to keep her satisfied, but she just wouldn't stay. And now that she is leaving, this is all I can say. I've got a feeling called the blues, oh Lord, since my baby said goodbye. Lord, I don't know what I'll do. All I do is sit and sigh, oh Lord, that last long day she said goodbye. Well, Lord, I thought I would cry. She'll do me, she'll do you, she's got that kind of loving. Lord, I love to hear her when she calls me sweet daddy, such a beautiful dream. I hate to think it all over. I've lost my heart, it seems. I've grown so used to you somehow. But I'm nobody's sugar daddy now. I'm lonesome. I've got the lovesick blues.
Thank you, Slim. Thank you, Bear Buddy. That's pretty good. You must have greased that yodel knot lately, huh? What'd you do, kill hogs or something? You done pretty good there. How about send me a mess of chitlins, buddy? Friend, yeah, we want to hear from you now. Don't forget that. Write us a penny postcard or letter. We always out in the woods roaming around just like the rest of the varmints, and we like to hear from you occasionally. Write us a penny postcard or letter. Just send it to Jelly Elliott and Three Knotheads in care of the station that you're now listening to. And don't forget, friends, how important water is with timber, or timber is with water, rather. Yeah, you got to have timber to have water. Why, don't you remember a long time ago, why, Grandpa, he used to get water, just the finest kind of water, 12, 15 feet deep. And nowadays, you have to get an artesian well. You got to get a deep water well and go down like you're digging oil well to get a little dab of water. And then, if you ain't careful and get a man knows what he's doing, he'll go dry in the summer. That's because there's no timber, just like that forester boy says. If you get a hold of him, he's around there in your neighborhood. He's always ready to help you with your timber problems in any way, and fire problems, and help you to keep them from getting out and keep the fire from burning up the woods and everything. He's a fine feller, just a good old country boy. He might have on a tie. Don't pay no attention to that. We got to go, friends. We've run plumb out of time here. Stood up here just like a leatherhead and run out of time. But I'd like to leave a thought for the day with you before we go. A good way to keep the water clean and flowing is to keep the timber green and growing. Friend, that takes up all the time I got today. Gonna have to shove off here. But we'll be back with you. So just stay tuned to the station and listen to the announcer, and he'll let you know. And remember, friends, only you can prevent woods fires.